Take a snapshot of any school board meeting where the Iowa City School District diversity policy is up for discussion. The picture that develops isn't pretty, and the conversation isn't comfortable. Here's Julie Van Dyke speaking before a packed room.
All I've heard all night is everybody who stands up here against the policy is wearing $150 shoes, or their kids are wearing $200 shoes.
Parents like Renee LaQuana take issue with those kinds of accusations.
I really don't think it is helpful to imply that folks who are against this particular policy are classist, racist, or any other pejorative term.
So what is this policy, and why does it have the community up in arms? The policy doesn't define diversity through race. Its aim is to even out the number of kids who receive federal assistance, known as free and reduced lunch.
Do you want some fries? No? Okay. How about you, Amory? You want some fries?
It's lunchtime at Mark Twain Elementary, and Kate Moreland is showing me around. She's the director of communications for the school district.
Free and reduced lunch rate here at Mark Twain Elementary is 79%.
Is that the
highest?
So
I believe it is our highest at this time.
Moreland says at some schools, only 7% of students qualify for a free and reduced lunch. And that concerns Sarah Swisher. She's an Iowa City school board member.
It doesn't take a scientist to see that the higher poverty there was in the schools, the worse the test scores.
And Swisher says that's why she helped craft this policy.
You know, Iowa City has had this growth in families in poverty over the last 10 years, and it's been somewhat dramatic.
In other words, the region is going through growing pains. Iowa City School District Superintendent Stephen Murley says, yes, the district is changing. And like in any discussion about a changing community, there's a blurry mix of not just class, but race.
The question then becomes, who are we talking about? Are we talking about students who qualify for free and reduced lunch? Are we talking about racial and ethnic minorities? Or is this a Venn diagram and we're looking for the overlap of those two?
Like a Venn diagram, it's hard to pry apart race and class. And Murley says they are both hard to talk about. He says he thinks class is the stickier subject, but Democratic legislator David Jacoby of Coralville says race is the real taboo.
We're afraid of getting at the core of what's going on. And I know people shy away, but it truly is. What is the frustration or the concern with the Chicago connection?
The Chicago connection. It's an unspoken factor in a lot of the conversation about changing demographics in Iowa City. Dorothy Whiston is a pastor at First Baptist Church.
As the public housing stock in Chicago kind of got so dilapidated, they decided not to rehabilitate it, but to replace it. People had to move.
And they moved here. In her ministry, Whiston works with African American families. In her opinion, Iowa City isn't as progressive as it likes to think.
People in this town do not like to talk about race. It is, again, the elephant in the room.
Valerie Horton says she's experienced that elephant. She came here from Chicago 8 years ago.
Coming to Iowa City, where majority is Caucasian, you know, and for the most part, you know, you can walk up to someone that is Caucasian and they will be willing to help you because everybody, you know, don't have that whole racism thing in the forefront. But when you start messing with the schools their kids go to and the businesses that they have and their neighborhoods, you're bringing their property value down, then it start coming out.
And she says it's not likely to go away. Right now, around 15% of students in Iowa City schools are minorities. That number is only expected to grow. In Iowa City, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.